Tom Barrett won an 8% victory over Marvin Pratt, who's the first non-white person to serve as Milwaukee's mayor. The two had been locked in a tight contest until Pratt was hit last week with 5 civil counts of campaign finance violations. Pratt's support in the African-American community remained relatively strong yesterday, but white and several Latino neighborhoods cast their ballots for Barrett, who's Caucasian. Barrett began his victory speech by complimenting Pratt.
Let's give a round of applause to Marvin Pratt.
Barrett also asked the mostly white crowd to join him in reaching out to people of other races.
And let's show this world what a great community this is, how we can come together. That's my dream. That's my vision.
One of Barrett's African-American supporters is Larry Moore of the Metcalf Park Residents Association. Moore says his neighborhood is economically challenged and says Barrett needs a targeted initiative.
Identify some challenges that the children are having to stand in school, making sure they get the type of balanced nourishment that will allow them to go into the classroom. And then we need to look at the employment conditions of some of the households, the families in those households.
Marvin Pratt also called on Milwaukee to bridge its racial divide. He says his campaign encouraged thousands of young African Americans to go to the polls for the first time.
This is the beginning of a new energy fueled by you, the young people in this city, who know that things have to change, who know that you have to be at the table.
But in his televised concession speech, Pratt continued to blame media reporting of his campaign finance troubles as one reason he lost yesterday's election. And that drew some brief booing at Barrett's victory party. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.